Alice Linford Forte, thank you so much for joining me on Interview with an Artist. Pre-2020, you were the definition of like a traveler. You had lived in like England and Morocco and all over Australia, and then mm-hmm. you had traveled quite extensively through Europe and Asia. Mm-hmm. If you could get on a plane tomorrow, where would you go?
Oh, golly. I've got a list of all my next destinations. My first instinct would be to pick up where I left off last year, which was Nicaragua, and then keep going south. So I made it that far south, and then I scooted back over to Europe via the States. But had I had more time, I would have kept going south, gone down through South America, definitely Chile, maybe down to Patagonia, something like that.
And what does travel mean for you?
I don't know. I can't really describe it. It's definitely an addiction though, so it runs deep. I can't describe the sort of satisfaction and thrill I get from traveling. I guess it's because it excites all of the sensations, so that's what keeps me driven for my like artistic career. I need to always be stimulated, so I've got this addiction to like, you know, moving around and changing things up and seeing new places and experiencing new things and everything like that.
You don't ever get like, you don't ever get sick of just like, I don't know, like moving, or do you miss your bed or any of that stuff?
No, I don't really have a bed. Like I don't really have a home for a while anyway. I mean, I have a big family farm that I come back to, but pretty much every time I come home, I'm in a new dwelling. So, yeah, in that sense, I don't miss my own home. I just, what do I miss? I miss my studio and my painting space, because it's like when I'm away, I'm just this sponge taking it all in, getting ready for the return home so I can lock down for a few months and like express everything that I've seen and done.
Do you like roll up a paint set and some canvases and take that with you, or are you more just in the experience, absorb, and then come home and translate onto the canvas?
Yeah, a bit of both. It depends. If I know that I'm going somewhere for a long time, I'll definitely travel with rolled up canvases. I'm also a surfer, so it helps that I'm often, pretty much 90% of the time, traveling with a big surfboard bag. So in that board bag, I'll put like, yeah, a roll of canvas, a big bag of paints. It'll weigh about 20-30 kg. It's a pain in the ass to lug around, but yeah, I do that. Otherwise, I'm just going on sort of short stints and decide to take a backpack. Obviously, that's purely absorption. Inspiration, yeah. Absorption.
Yeah. And how would you describe the style that you paint?
Very wild, expressive, lots of contrast, lots of layers and depth and color and movement, and I think that summarizes it. Even I mean, I paint abstract and landscapes and sometimes portraits, and I kind of jump around the place, but I'd say that that description pretty much summarizes all of them.
And you're self-taught. Is your mm-hmm. family creative?
Yeah, very. My mom is very theatrical. She's into theatre and music and dance. And my dad's a carpenter, also music and dance and everything. Yeah, and all my siblings play music. Yeah, very creative.
Everyone's pretty creative.
Everyone's pretty creative, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And do you remember the first piece you sold?
Yes, that was when I was living in London. I was 20. I was working in a little bar called the Torriano in Kentish Town, and I was just chatting to this local guy. I remember his name was Finbar. He used to come in and sit at the bar every afternoon, and chatting to him about how I loved painting and how I wanted to be an artist. And he was like, well, I'll commission a piece. Paint me Janis Joplin. So I just got this one of the classic Janis Joplin black and white portraits off Google and painted that for him and charged him 20 quid, which is about $40. Yeah. Yeah. And then my next was 50 quid for Lou Reed portrait.
When did you start calling yourself an artist?
I still struggle to call myself an artist. I've only kind of recently got my head around the fact that that's what I am. it's hard sometimes to say that to people. But yeah, I don't know, maybe just in the last couple of years.